right. Glad to see you guys this morning. I really, really like summertime. Always have. As a student, I liked summer school because things were slower, things were better, things were at more peace. And if you look around here, you get that today. I mean, it is a good time. I do like the rhythms of university life. You have a beginning, you have an ending. You have another beginning and another ending, but you always have seasons of rest in between, and I think that's really valuable. So when Sonny asked me to do this, this is fine. I don't usually do these kind of things. I'm usually talking about other things, which I prefer. But there are some things that maybe I can share today that probably won't be normal. This is not your normal devotional speech or devotional talk, because that's not really how I roll. But this last 3 or 4 months, I became aware more and more of the people that we work with. And the people that we work with, the people that you work with, each other, I just became more aware of the lives that we live off campus. And each of us have things in our lives that we deal with when we leave here that are heavy and hard. And then we go to bed every night and we wake up and we put our clothes on and we come to work and we act like those things don't happen. During this whole academic year, I had the privilege of going to a meeting every Tuesday morning. And I don't know what the name of the committee is.
Shap Track.
And in that meeting every Tuesday, those who are closest to our students talk about the concerns of our students. And the things our students deal with every day are the things that you know they deal with. Death, life, sickness, emotional problems, mental health issues, everything. The same things we do. And kudos to Josh and Kylie and Reagan and all the rest. Every week are in tune with our students. And it is amazing to watch them minister to them. So my hat's off to you every week. I was impressed with you guys and how you deal with them. And it's really important. So today, I want you to think about a few things. We live now in a world that seems to be divided in every possible way. You know, politically, you have to be really either hard this way or hard that way, and you can't be in the middle. And you have to post what you believe on Facebook or Instagram, and you have to have an opinion about everything, and you want everybody else to know what you think about things. And I hear people say all the time, well, it's worse now than it ever has been. I don't believe that. I think if you go back historically, it's always been that way. It's just now, maybe we're more aware of what everybody thinks because of social media. So all that to say this, I want to leave all that behind. I don't want to talk about that today. We all have enough to deal with. Let's be a little more positive. I don't have any words of wisdom. None. So what I did was, let me back up a little bit. Janet Anderson, who teaches English for us, periodically will send out short stories, or more than likely she will send out poems that she finds interesting or have meaning to her. And I love to get those poems. Half the time I don't understand them, but I like to read them, think about the message. What I do is listen to music. And so I share music with people. I send out text and emails to people at all hours of the day and night saying, hey, you should listen to this song for whatever reason. So these are lessons from my playlist. All right, so these aren't my words. These are words of other people. I'm going to read them to you. They may or may not translate, because without instruments, you lose a lot of it. But the thing that makes me think of this, though, is people write songs. They write poetry. We listen to songs. We listen to poetry. We go to movies as almost a release or a relief to get away. But it's also a way for us to deal with all the junk that we're dealing with all the time, for us to find a place for it. and to listen to other people's voices. So some of this is going to be kind of serious. Some of it hopefully is not. Again, these aren't my words. These are other people's words. And I just scrolled through my playlist. And when I landed on a song, I would find some words that I thought were meaningful. And I think there's a common thread. There is a, apparently it's a folk group from England called Bear's Den. And I heard this song in a Ted Lasso episode, believe it or not, and remembered it and downloaded it. I like the song. I actually like the group. It's pretty interesting. I won't read all the lyrics to this song, but the part that I do want you to hear is this. They say in part of the song, "I hope you find someone who loves you for all that you are. I hope I find someone who loves me for all that I am." And I'm going to do most of this without comment. Lyle Lovett says this, and this, most of you probably have heard this. He says this, "Who keeps on trusting you when you've been cheating and spending your nights on the town? Who keeps on saying that he still wants you when you're through running around? Who keeps on loving you when you've been lying, saying things that aren't what they seem? God does, but I don't. God will, but I won't. And that's the difference between God and me." And that's, I think, pretty poignant from Lyle Lovett. A group that I listen to a whole lot and annoy people with is a group called the Avett Brothers. If you've not listened to the Avett Brothers, you do need to go do that. They have a song called "We Are Loved" that has actually just been released in the last couple of months. And here's some of the words from this song. And again, paraphrase so that you can hear me and that it makes sense. He says, they say this, "If we're courageous or if we're cowards, we may be burdened, but we are loved. If we're forgiven or if we're forgotten, we may be lonely, but we are loved. Even as hope seems lost, it may be found again. I have felt alone, but I have never been. Over the gravestone, under the rainbow, pain comes and pain goes, and we are loved." Great song, much better with instruments. The 80s philosophers, Men with Hats, wrote this, "Be careful what you dream. It just might come true. Life's great mysteries tend to become clear once you've seen them through. Holding your head above water, holding your heart in your hands, holding your sons and your daughters, we're just holding on." Another one said to me, "Be careful what you dream. It might not come true. Life's great destiny is knowing you are loved and knowing you love too." Just a couple more. Avett Brothers again. "When my body won't hold me anymore, and when it finally lets me free, where will I go? Will the trade winds take me south through Georgia grain, or through a tropical rain, or through snow from the heavens? Will I join the ocean blue, or run into my Savior true, and shake hands laughing, and walk through the night straight to the light, holding the love I've known all my life?" And finally, just two more. When I was a kid, I listened a lot to Don Williams, the old country singer. And in my house, we listened to Don Williams. Everybody liked him. Mom and Dad liked him. Kids liked him. We went to concerts at the South Plains Fair with Don Williams. I don't know how many times. But Don Williams always seemed old. And when he did a concert, he would come out with a stool and a guitar and a hat, and he would sit down on the stool and he would start playing music. And his band would kind of fall in behind him and they would just play music, and he wasn't a showman. He just sat down and played music. And so as a kid, I listened to Don Williams 8-track tapes from here to and back. Well, one of the songs that he wrote is a song called "I Believe." Something like that. And this actually formed my personal theology. And the part I'm going to read you really is how is my theology. Think of me what you will. Don Williams wrote this: I don't believe that heaven waits for only those, and he rhymes, for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. And that there's more to that song that is that kind of words. And just him contemplating life. And finally, this last one is a song called I Still Talk to Jesus. It is not a spiritual song. I'm going to edit this song. You're welcome to go listen to it on your own. I'm going to edit very strategically. It is a, I don't know how you would describe this group, called Laney. They write this, though. Again, a reflective thought from people exploring their own lives. They say this: if there's a heaven, I hope I get in, but I probably won't. I break all the rules. I do all the things the Bible says don't. I've got a past more stained than glass. Everyone knows I need salvation for my reputation. I don't change my ways. I don't change my shirt. It's the same prayer. It's the same hurt. Hallelujah, amazing grace. Just trying to do better than yesterday. Hallelujah, amazing grace. Just trying to do better than yesterday. Most of the time, I do what I want. You might not believe it, but I still talk to Jesus. I know that I need it, so I still talk to Jesus. So, we work in a great place. And without the students here, it is so peaceful and nice, and they're not here bugging us like they do. And we do get a time to rebound. But our students want the same things that these songwriters are after. They want to be loved. They want to feel whole. They want to feel welcome. They want to have a place that they can come to that is their home. You deliver that for our students. And you all have stories of students who have come to you and said, LCU really did change my life, and it's because of you. And so my only message today is, think about that. You are changing lives when you interact with our students. As you look around this, as you work this summer, as everybody drifts back on campus, look at the people that you work with. Know that they are dealing with things when they leave this place that are hard. And I'm not going to say, oh, we need to be more open with each other and we need to share more, and that's all probably true. But just know that most of us do compartmentalize. And as I think I was talking with somebody yesterday that said, we're going to do, especially men, we're going to do what men do. We're going to push it down. We're going to push those emotions down. We're going to make sure that they never see the light of day. And most of us do that, which I would say is fine. But look around, love the people that you work with. This is a great place to work. I hope you feel that way. But it is a good place. As I look around here at people that I've known a short while, people that I've known a long while, this is a great place to work. And so this summer, as you think about those things, share that with the people around you. Last thing is this: since this is a Devo, I thought it would be inappropriate if I didn't actually share a scripture with you. So here we go. One other song on my playlist is O Sacred Head. And the last, I think this is the last, the closing lines of that song says, Lord, let me never ever outlive my love to thee. And so that would be my way to close this. So you guys have a great summer. This is a good way to start the summer. We actually have some clouds. It's not blazing hot yet. So you guys have a great day. Good to see you all. That's it.